And it's it was like a daily drip, drip, drip. I think it was intended to be that. I think obviously the Russians, working with Julian Assange, weaponized the emails to try to do maximum damage to us. The timing of the release was, it's probably important to remember, which is it came out an hour after, they started doing this an hour after Access Hollywood tape was.
The Pussygate tape.
So, I mean, I think it was intended to try to change the storyline, to bring this back to emails. I think that there was, you know, I'm sort of a boring guy, so there was nothing particularly salacious and sensational in the content, but they were another phenomena of this election and with Russian involvement in this as well was the production of fake news that was that became fodder in the campaign that I think just kept alive a kind of simmering kind of dark cloud for the last month. That was this started right before the second debate. I think Hillary won all the debates. I think most commentators would agree with that. So that put off any particular effect, but it kept that storyline about emails alive. And then, you know, as you know, I believe, and I think the campaign believes, that the letter that Jim Comey sent to Capitol Hill saying that he was taking a look at this other set of emails did enormous damage to the campaign in the last week.